The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. And it's Thursday, and no, it's not Carl and Linda, it's Trish Clark. And we welcome here this morning for continuing updates on the car fire. And we're going to talk a little bit about other stuff today and some things that the impact of the rest of the county from the city of Anderson. We've got some great people in the studio here with us today. We've got Vice Mayor Stan Newts, and we've got City Manager Jeff Keiser and Police Chief Mike Johnson from the city of Anderson. And we're going to be kind of updating the rest of the county on how this fire has impacted everyone else. We welcome you all to join us, and if you have questions, please give us a call at 605-4567. Right now, we'll give you just a little bit of an update on the weather. It's 69 degrees as we speak, looking for a high today of 101, on Friday 101, and on Saturday 97, Sunday 95, hanging in the 60s overnight, still hazy and looking clearer for the rest of the week, but at least going to get a little bit of relief from that 100-degree weather on the weekend, 97 and 95. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They are locally owned and operated, and they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. You know, I want to just do a little bit of an editorial this morning because I've had some issues that kind of been welling up in me, and I've listened to everybody talking. As most of you know, I have a bit of a background in fire. My husband was a lead plane pilot, air operations officer for the U.S. Forest Service for many years. My son is a battalion chief for a local a fire department, and I used to work extended dispatch for many, many years. I was the person in the desk putting together all of the people that make up a complex fire during sieges. I started in 87 during the siege of 87, spent several months putting people where they need to be, and I don't think that everybody has a complete idea of what it takes to do these operations. You literally create small towns in many locations all over. You've got to take care of all of their needs. You have so many people involved in these operations, from feeding them, from hygiene, showers, food, commissaries, health departments. There's just so many things involved. And I know that people's you're getting frustrated. This has gone on a long time. Things are happening, but you have people from all over the United States in this community who have come to help us move through this situation. I really would ask everyone, take a deep breath, calm your nerves, and treat these people in a manner that you respect what they're doing for you. Unfortunately, we've had reports that some of the National Guard people, some of the highway patrolmen, have stated that they've never been treated worse at some of the roadblocks and those things. And I would just ask you to, I know most of you have, so many of you have, thank these people for their service. Don't criticize what you don't understand. Maybe it doesn't make sense to you, some of the things that are happening. But sometimes you just can't get back into an area. You do need identification to get into these things because, unfortunately, there are unscrupulous people who try to take advantage of every situation. So just stop and think. Maybe, you know, say a little prayer. Say, I don't understand what's happening, but you got to trust that they know what they're doing. These people are trained, experienced, been there before. This fire, to everyone I've talked to, has said they've never seen anything like it. These tornadoes of fire that are flying through the air, certainly the visions that we have received with the tankers and the lead planes and the helicopters and all of those things is fire action that we've never experienced, and I think very few people actually have. So that's my rant for the day, my little editorial. please be kind to each other. Be thankful. But there for the grace of God go all of us. We have so many friends that are impacted. Because you can't get into your house right away. You still have a house standing.
Yeah, I'm waiting to get back. And I know that Jimbo posted on his Facebook that it was just a madhouse of people rushing back. You know, it's stuff. Take a deep breath. Yes, that's your center. That's your home. But your stuff will probably still be there. You've got some cleanup to do, especially in the burned areas. There's a lot of toxins from all the burned stuff, the plastics and all that. There's toxins everywhere. I'm going to wait for the initial rush to go by as everybody tries to flood back out to their houses, and then because I'm in a secure location, and then go see what I've got to deal with. But just everybody take a deep breath. Not too deep because of the junk that's in the air, but mentally take a deep breath, and we'll get through this. Panicking and railing against officials is not going to help the process.
No, I'm so encouraged by the fact that our district attorney has stepped forward and said absolutely zero tolerance for any looting, any of those things that are happening. That's great. We shout out to Stephanie Bridget. She's really taking control of this, and we appreciate it. The sheriff, the police chiefs for all of the jurisdiction. We are so blessed that we have such great cooperation between agencies in this community, from the top of the city, our elected officials. Everybody's working together to make this better. And the other thing I would say, and we hope we don't have any more evacuations, but really think about it. When you have a mandatory evacuation and you choose, which is your right, to stay there, I personally think then that ought to be on you. And I really, really don't want emergency personnel having to go back in and rescue you. I don't want my son going in to take you out because you think more of your house than you do your life. And we almost lost some firefighters going back in to try to rescue people. We had some vehicles, the glass literally blown right out of their vehicles, going back in to try to rescue somebody who wanted to save their house. I'm telling you, get out. That's just not right. So we'll just take a quick break.
Well, we do have the fresh numbers from the 7 a.m. update.
That.
Yeah. 125,000. 842 acres, still at 35% containment. Now, I mentioned an unknown full containment. Now, 30% is about that magic number when it means that the crews are gaining the upper hand on the fires. The guessing game over the next few days is what's going to happen with winds. Some people are getting pretty freaked out, but I have an in-house expert, of course, who says they've got people staged ready to jump the minute something flares. And there will be hot spots. And if you have a piece of property that had trees and stuff on it, watch for hot spots. And just be aware as you go back on your property. Total number of residences destroyed, 1,060. Mm. Commercial structures gone, 18. Damaged houses, 186. Other structures, chicken sheds, what have you, 64. The situation summary last night, steep terrain and more dry fuels challenged firefighters. There's a red flag warning in effect through Saturday, hot and dry conditions, but the temperatures are dropping and repopulation will continue as conditions allow. And same with the aircraft. They will fly as conditions allow. And trying to second guess that and complaining because you don't see the VLAT, the very large air tanker, flying to protect your house, there's a reason for that.
Exactly. You know, we spend, not going to be a popular statement, but a great deal of money every year in the state of California on fire apparatus and what have you that have nothing to do with fire containment. It's all about PR. Because if you don't see the airplanes and you don't see certain things that we, the people, think that ought to be out there, we're doing it to keep everybody happy. But quite frankly, those resources could be used better in other ways if you guys had let them do their job. That's kind of my little rant. So we're going to just take a quick break, and then we're going to get to our guests in the studio and talk about what's happening in the South County. Thank you for joining us.
You're listening
You are listening to KCNR 1460's continuing coverage of the car fire.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
And welcome back. This is KCNR, 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. We're here this morning. This is Trish Clark. It's Thursday. Always look forward to Thursdays. Not, this is not a great week for Shasta County, but we will survive, and as a community, we will come back. So I welcome again Police Chief Mike Johnson and City Manager Jeff Keiser and Vice Mayor Stan Newts from the City of Anderson. Jeff.
Good morning.
We have a lot of stuff fire-related happening down in the City of Anderson, not the least of which is the incident command post at the Shasta District Fairgrounds.
Yes, absolutely. We are the traditional spot in Anderson for any major wildland fire event. But it's I don't know that I've ever seen as big a camp as we have going on there right now.
So big that it extended now. They have one down in Tehama County.
Absolutely. I think they have quite a bit of National Guard and other out-of-state resources. They're actually housing them in Tehama County at the fairgrounds. When you think about how large our fairgrounds is, all the area they're populating, and then having to go into another fairgrounds to populate, that is amazing. And
we
really,
have a small
that's occurred.
City, what, 4,200 people at
right,
the Shasta District
Fairgrounds? That's occurred within a week.
Yeah.
And so, you know, a lot of what the public doesn't see, they're very well organized. They have this down to a science because it's not only a fire camp, it's a remote prison. I mean, you have all the inmates there, you have all the firefighters there, you have all of those resources, your incident command, and all of that support that goes on behind the scenes that it takes to run an operation like this that the public's not privy to see. But you need to know it's there. You need to know there's very big professionals there doing this 24/7. You can see the cars when you drive by the fairgrounds, but it is quite a sight. It is quite amazing what we can accomplish and put together in such a short amount of time, because they're there and up and running within a few hours.
That's
truly amazing.
Yeah.
And they're feeding all those people. You know, they're housing those people. They're providing for, as you said, all their needs from health concerns to whatever that may be. They're independent. They're not taxing us as a city. They're working, you know, independently to fight that fire and you know, get people back in their homes and restore our lives, if you will.
That's exactly right. And Chief Mike Johnson, certainly the Anderson Police Department has been totally and completely involved in support of this incident. But I think the people in the South County are kind of hoping that we're still covered down in the South County.
Yeah, of course, we've been impacted as well in the city of Anderson, but by no means do I mean to suggest that we've felt the impacts like the city of Redding residents and the people in the rural parts of the county where the fire swept through. How we've been impacted more is, one, like the city manager told you, the fire camp people being there, which is pretty easy for us to deal with, really. It's just an influx of people. But the harder part was when the evacuation started and people started pouring into our city. Taxes your law enforcement personnel because now they have a lot more problems to deal with. So we've been giving mutual aid to the fire and to the sheriff's department and city of Redding and the fire as much as we can. And then when we started to get that influx of people, we've pulled some resources and kind of doubled and tripled our force within the city.
And that's good to know. I know Fire Chief Steve Lowe is very heavily involved with the death of the firefighter in the city of Redding, very, very close friend, and so he's been involved in that. But I have been keeping up to date, and so you guys had done a strategic plan, as I understand it, to at the beginning of this, to make sure that our borders are protected, that our water comes from the ground, and when we lose power, we have no fire flow if we don't have generators. And so those of us who have lived there for a long time understand that. The first thing I do is turn the water on in the bathtub, fill it up, because you don't have any water, you can't do a lot of things. So I think we've learned to live with that. But I just wanted to kind of use this morning to assure the people in the rest of the county, that we're covered. That we're doing everything we can to help, but also to maybe open up some avenues how they can get involved and they can help. So Vice Mayor Stan Newts is with us as well. Welcome, Stan.
Thanks, Trish. Appreciate it.
And I'm sure you have some things to offer about what we're doing as a city to kind of help things along.
Well, we started Friday with our own little planning sessions or emergency operations sessions with the various elements within the city, trying to make sure that we had everything covered as far as what we had to do to fight the fire, if it got that close in, how we were going to evacuate, where people were going to stay. So we were leaning forward. We wanted to make sure that we had fuel for our generators so we would have water flow. We would have our sewers taken care of. So we were actually looking ahead to do those sorts of things.
That's good to know. So I think that today, this morning, as we speak, or shortly after, they're going to have the procession for the firefighter. Mike, can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I wanted to back up on that. You mentioned that for Jeremy Stoke, who is the firefighter lost in the fire, fighting the fire. He's an Anderson resident, Redding Fire Department employee. Two things with that, you know, everybody's heart and sympathy goes out to the family, the wife and the family of Jeremy. And it should also be mentioned that the Redding Fire Department has had a really tough month. You know, they lost their chief unexpectedly, and now Jeremy fighting the fire. And there's a lot of people impacted. So on top of the tragedy of the fire and all the disaster that's bringing that to our county and our citizens, now we have that to deal with. And we are really touched by his loss and trying to support the family any way we can.
And I believe that actually at the last count, the last I heard, there actually are six Redding firefighters who lost their home in this process.
Yeah, I don't know the number, Trish, either. I know that, you know, it's every time you turn around, it's somebody you know or at least affiliated with has lost their house or impacted in some way. Lost their house, been evacuated, took in families to help, took in property to help, whatever, volunteering their time. It seems, I don't think there's a Shasta County resident that hasn't been impacted.
Well, I have been very connected with the fire community my entire adult life.
So, yeah, by the way, you forgot on your resume that you sit on a fire board as well.
That's exactly true. I do and have off and on for the last 25 years. Interestingly enough, just a side note, when I was having my hair cut a couple of days ago, the gal that cuts my hair is the wife of a Redding firefighter who is a very close friend of the wife that did. And one of the gals who is her really close friend, I remember I'm probably talking out of school here, but I think people need to understand how impact this is. She's there comforting the wife, and she's lost her whole home. Has nothing. Was gone and has nothing except the clothes on her back at that point. And yet, so, you know, please, I go back to my original stuff. Think about it. It's a lot worse for somebody you know than just you can't get back in your house and still standing. And there's, you know, like we said this morning, what is there, 1,060 families who have lost their home? We know now. There's still another some 1,700 homes they don't know about that are still possibility, you know, impacted. And this fire is still burning.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the points, though, is, Trish, when you talk about the people like that, I'm proud to live in a community where that's the kind of people we live with,
exactly,
that are willing to go do that. And guys, that's a great thing about our Shasta region. You can't buy that.
No.
And so we're very blessed to have people during times of tragedy reach out and do what they can. And you know, you can't say enough positive things about that. And it's certainly a tragedy, but there are some really good things happening too.
This community, I've lived here since 1977. Feel like it's my home. I've lived here longer than any place else I've ever lived. And it is so caring. It reaches out. It takes care of its own. There's all kinds of things going on. I will actually throw out, we have a breakfast down at the community, the Frontier Senior Center this Sunday. And I've bought extra supplies, and I want to tell that any of the active first responders, fire personnel that are down in that area, out and about the fairgrounds or what have you, you come by the Frontier Senior Center from 8 to 11, and we're going to feed you breakfast.
Holy cow, Trish, that's a pretty big order. What if all 4,200 come?
God, I hope they don't. There'll be a long line, but I think a few, you know, not a lot of
them
will take advantage of
lines.
It. But I know some of them will. And if all 4,200 of them show up, there'll be a cutoff line at some point. But we're going to do our best if they're just out wandering around. If they come by and they're involved in this fire, then we want to feed them breakfast. So just throw that out there. And, you know, so I think it's about time to take a break, and we'll come back and have some more conversation.
If your taste buds are craving a big, juicy burger, there's only one place you can satisfy your craving with the thick, juicy charcoal barbecued flavor of an ugly burger. Made fresh daily, cooked to order, and barbecued to perfection. Then smothered with your favorite fixins from the huge fixins bar. Only at Gift Steak Burger, a Redding landmark for 37 years. Now accepting debit and credit cards. Gift Steak Burgers in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Bocelli Lake. Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m.
Giving a shout-out to Wayne and Pam Barney of Mistletoe Realty.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time, your full-service shop. Are you looking for a wood look floor that is low-maintenance and waterproof? Check out our luxury vinyl. Easy to install yourself, or we have professional installers available. There are many beautiful colors and styles to choose from. So come and visit our showrooms and see for yourself. We are located on Highway 273, just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This Security Moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention. Since 1968.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
And welcome back. This is Free Fire Radio, KCNR1460.com. If you've got questions or information you'd like to share, give us a call at 605-4567. It is Thursday, and this is Trish Clark. And I'm joined in the studio now by Barry Weisswasser. And
good
he's
job.
With the Asphalt Cowboys, and he's going to talk to us about a great fundraiser they got coming on Saturday.
Oh, boy. This is big, and it's exciting. We're going to be open from 3 o'clock in the afternoon Saturday till 10 in the evening. We're going to be grilling hot dogs, hamburgers, all for free. But we would love to have you donate. Every dollar donated is going to go towards the car fire victims. So it's going to be great. We're going to have, like I say, hamburgers, hot dogs, water, soft drinks. Beer and wine will be available for sale. We will also have a cash drop. If you don't wish to partake in the fun events down there, come on down and just donate a check, some cash, whatever. We'll have a regular cash drop so you can drive up and then turn around if you want. We'll have music, live music. We got about 4 bands lined up. And also a DJ. So we're going to have just some big-time fun down there. We just want to draw the community together.
Well, and we all know that if the Asphalt Cowboys are involved in it, you're going to have a fun time. It's going to just be a big party, Shasta County style. It's going to be good. We all know that. And we can raise some serious money for these victims because the needs are just starting. There's so much that they need help with.
The Cowboys are donating $10,000 to start with.
Wow.
And then just you come on down. I'll buy you a hamburger. I'll buy you a hot dog. And you got to buy your own beer. But it's just going to be great. And we just want to get as much in as we can to give to these fire victims because there's way too many.
Well, you know, and again, you've got all these people. And I would imagine that of your Asphalt Cowboys, you yourself, There was a ton of you that were evacuated, probably.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
like
absolutely.
You said, one of your group that lost their home.
Yep.
And yet this is what this community does.
Well, that's right. And you know, that's what the Asphalt Cowboys do. When there's an emergency, we got to kick in. We got to do something. We got to cook food. We got
you and the Anderson Rotary. The
yeah,
answer
exactly.
To everything is through their stomach.
Yeah.
But it works.
Hey, you know what? We all need food.
That's exactly right.
But, yeah, come on down because we're going to have a party. So, you know, great music, great food. I mean, the Asphalt Cowboys are cooking it. How can it not be?
There you go.
But,
and once again, the location?
Right down at the... right in front of our clubhouse, right at the end of Auditorium Drive, right as you go, just about as you go through the gates to the rodeo, Reading Rodeo Association. So,
and the time again?
From 3 p.m. till 10 p.m.
On Saturday, this coming Saturday.
This coming Saturday, yep.
Okay.
It'll be a blast.
I think so. I think, you know, like I said, when the Asphalt Cowboys get involved in something, you just know you're going to have a good time. It's going to be well done. You're going to get good food, and it's a great way to get involved. Actually, you know, everybody's kind of needing a little tension reliever at this point because there's a lot of stuff going on.
Well, that's so exactly why we wanted
good.
To do this.
Yeah. It'd so. Give you a chance to talk to people, commiserate with people, find out what's going on with other people, and relieve a little tension as well.
Yeah, and I mean, you're going to see people you know down there.
Yeah.
We're going to have Chad Bushnell is going to come down and do some music. Motor City Riot's going to do some music. Nathan Hutt's coming down. I don't know if he's going to do the band or just a solo act, but I mean, it's all going to be great music and great fun.
Yep.
Couple of things I wanted to throw in here, some information for the community.
Please do, yeah.
The Robert Cray concert has been postponed. That was going to be at the Cascade Theater Friday night. I know a lot of people have their tickets. Hold on to your tickets. It hasn't been canceled. It simply has been postponed. We did get word that the Pat Benatar concert, she said she's coming hell or high water. She's going to set up and do a show and possibly get some tickets out for the first responders. So
oh,
that's
nice.
Going to be
oh,
really good.
Great.
So good on Pat Benatar. Here's some information you need to know. The local assistance center for the car fire is opening this morning at Shasta High School, 2500 Eureka Way. They will open at 9 a.m. All the way through 7 p.m. So you don't need to go rushing right down there and try to be at the head of the line. They're going to be there all day long. That's Shasta High School, 2500 Eureka Way. You can, if you've got your mobile device with you and a pad and paper, get ready to write down some information. We're going to give you the repopulation map, the address for the repopulation map, type in tinyurl, that's tinyurl.com/, and this is all run together, car fire repopulation map. Again, tinyurl.com, car fire repopulation map. And that will show you the areas that are currently open and as it is up being updated as fast as possible. Understand there's a lot of inertia with all this stuff. It's not we want stuff instantaneously because that's how we're used to living, but there's a little inertia with an incident of this size. The live structure map. Now these are houses that have been confirmed damaged or destroyed. tinyurl.com/car fire structure map. Again, car fire structure map. And as far as we talked about toxins and bad air and things like that, the Shasta County Environmental Health Division has a map up at tinyurl.com/ShastaEHD. That's Echo Hotel Delta for you military types. Shasta EHD, Environmental Health Division, and that's going to show you a map of areas that are deemed hazardous. So we are going to put all this up on our website. If you didn't get it, you can give us a call here at the radio station, 605-4567. Be glad to pass the information on. We don't have specific road info. All we can pass along is what the sheriff's office has told us. There's a little delay. My part of town is supposed to be open, but I can see that it's difficult to get to. I checked on the map, so I'm going to wait. I'm not going to join that rush of lemmings to go, yeah, my house is there. I can see it on because I have security cameras. Okay, it's there. I'll wait.
There you go. So, Barry, this is going to take place on Saturday?
Yep, all take place on Saturday. One thing I want to say, the Asphalt Cowboys have received donations of this food from so many people, so many companies, and it's just amazing. One company donated 2,500 hot dogs. You know, I don't want to name them because
you'll miss somebody.
That's right.
Yeah.
And there's so many that it's
just
amazing.
And we all know
amazing.
Who they are. You know,
it's the usual culprits.
It's the usual culprits. They're always there. You know, I'll throw out one thing that's been talked about, and Sharon Clark talked about it yesterday on her show. And one of the things that we can do in this community to ensure that we all recover and stay healthy, and that is to get back to your regular life as quickly as possible. We have a lot of small service people here who can very quickly go out of business if we all don't get back to our regular routines.
Right.
If you usually get a haircut and you usually go get a pedicure and you have your nails done and all those things.
Yep.
Get back into your routine. Go back to doing it. Don't skip your doctor's appointment. Don't skip your x-rays. Get back into your everyday life, because if you don't, you're going to have a whole lot of service people who detail cars, all these people that make a living and contribute to our community, they can go out of business real quick if you all don't get back to your regular life.
Right. You know, I had a doctor's appointment this past Monday, and I went in and was talking to my doctor. He lost his house. There are half a dozen or more doctors that have lost their homes. And people that have their small businesses, they've lost homes. Over 1,000 homes lost just now.
Yeah. And we don't even know about this.
No.
There's still over 1,700 of them that are threatened. So.
Correct, yeah.
And businesses that have burned down. And so we need to get back to our new normal, I think, is what people are referring to. Make sure that our community continues to thrive.
Right. I mean, we were evacuated for almost a week, you know, 6 days, 6 nights. You know, we were very comfortable. We were invited into a home of a fellow Asphalt Cowboy because we're all best friends. And we were very comfortable, but the stress of not knowing and the fear of thinking, is my house next? You know, it just disrupts your life.
You know, it is, and I know that in all these circumstances, if in fact you have not been through losing your house, having it burned down, losing everything that you have accumulated,
you can thank God.
You can thank God, and you really just can't imagine what that's like if you haven't been there. Commiserate, reach out to these people, do what you can. And the Asphalt Cowboys are doing it, and they're going to have a party.
Come on down.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Barry, for coming
in. Thank you, Trish.
Appreciate it. Thank
you, guys. It's a pleasure to come in here every time I do, and I just want to see people come down there and throw money at us.
You know? Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Thanks so
All
much,
right.
Barry,
Thank
for coming
you.
In.
Bye-bye.
So, Bob.
Yeah.
Another point about the fire and the statistics that come up. We want people to continue to look at those statistics and recognize, as we talk about the containment lines, a lot of people don't understand the difference between exactly what the containment means. What that means is that they've kind of got it stopped at a point.
Right.
That does not mean that it's controlled. It does not mean that it can't jump that line. And it does not mean that there isn't active stuff going on inside those lines.
A great deal of the perimeter is still what you would call shaky containment. It means that a dozer line has gone in and the fire has not crossed that line. But it can happen. Another step in that process is what's called a black line, where they have pushed the fire back beyond some already burned material, and it's going to be harder for the fire to progress. Doesn't, because when we get these embers that are pushed up into the air, they can land miles ahead. Everybody remember, it was like it was snowing the other day.
That's right.
In downtown. And some of these embers and ash flakes were a couple of inches across. If those land in dry grass, we're off to the races again. So that's what we're watching. It looks like as I came down this morning from Shingletown, where my family graciously allowed me to stay, allowed Brenda and I to stay. There was a lot of blue sky up there, and then we dropped down into the soup, and that's been the limiting factor on all the aircraft is the very low visibility. Hopefully that's changing. I spoke yesterday with a Air National Guard major who looked like she just got out of high school, by the way. But she's in charge of a high-altitude drone that has infrared capability, and they fly it up at about 20,000 feet, and that monitors for hot spots. And so we've got these more tools in the tool chest to be able to send crews to where a flare-up is happening. So, and that is part of the reason, please, boys and girls. That's a big part of the reason why some areas have yet to be open, because we need the equipment staged and ready to roll if there is a flare-up. So I understand. I'm frustrated. So please take a little chill and just let the professionals do their job so we can all go home, okay?
We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with the officials from the City of Anderson in just a moment.
Save the date, August 1st. Discover Health. Join us in this celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Redding Rancheria Health Fair event is on August 1st from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event. All ages welcome. Special activities for the kids. Vendors will be located in Wind River Resort and Casino's Event Center and the Redding Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier lifestyle, crafting vendors, and much more, including blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, and more. For details on this free event, log on to WinRiver.com. Contact Olivia Brady at 530-226-1734 or Jasmine Romero at 530-339-7462. Head down to Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino on Wednesday, August 1st, and check out yet another great health fair this year. Brought to you by Redding Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Joe Heslin for Carmona's Appliance Center.
As your local Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, Amana, and Janair dealer, we're the last appliance dealer with a fully staffed service department with up to 30 years' experience. Trained and certified by the manufacturer, whether you purchase from us or somewhere else, we will happily take care of your warranty needs, saving you the hassle of calling a 1-800 number.
Carmona's Appliance Center, your locally owned brand source dealer, Mistletoe Lane, Redding. Like us on Facebook and log on at carmonasappliances.com.
Family, friends, and a close-knit community. Things that have always been present in the North State. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center's motto has always been, supporting local, we're all in it together. And in the wake of the devastating car fire, these words ring true. Joe and the entire staff at Orchard Nutrition Center would like to extend a heartfelt thank you to the men and women of our first responders and countless volunteers in our wonderful community. Many of the Orchard Nutrition Center family of staff have been evacuated. With varying hours of operation, Orchard Nutrition Center remains open. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center on Locust Street in Redding. From the Orchard Nutrition Center family to yours, we're all in it together.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
KCNR Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the airwaves, is ground zero for the renaissance of downtown Redding. Our state-of-the-art on-air studio is under construction right now, so you might hear a bit of hammering in the background. We're upgrading our sound and control systems, so you may occasionally hear a little glitch, but bear with us, we will keep it to a minimum. And we will be expanding our presence with an FM channel and an exciting launch into video on YouTube Live. KCNR, Free Fire Radio. Join in the conversation.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Okay, welcome back. This is Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North Strait. It's Thursday, so this is Trish Clark. Thank you for joining us. We've been talking this morning about the car fire and visiting with some officials from the city of Anderson. I've just had the Asphalt Cowboys in here, and we're going to go to the phone now. We have a call from Rob. Good morning, Rob.
Hey, good morning, Trish.
Good morning.
Hey, I, like a lot of people, have been up here a long time since 85, and again, the fires, you'll hear the comment over and over again, I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
But I want to celebrate the efforts of our firefighters, first responders, and just taking for a minute to consider, this fire started at Whiskeytown and made it all the way into Redding, okay? And we had a lot of friends and family lost their homes and things like that. This thing could have been so much worse if not for the skill and the know-how of these people out there fighting that fire. It's just taking into consideration the terrain and all the conditions they had to deal with. And for them to have this fire, and here it is, we're talking about a week later, to have this fire at where it's at right now. I know we're not out of the woods, but it's an amazing feat that these men and women have accomplished. And that's part of our American culture that needs to be celebrated today.
Absolutely. Well put, Rob. Well put. Thank you so much. You know, that he nailed it. That absolutely is true.
Absolutely. I mean, think if that 4,200 people at the fairgrounds weren't here.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are very blessed to have what we have here in the North State. And I think people need to know you have some very dedicated first responders that haven't had time off. They have hardly slept. They give everything to that commitment, and for that we're very blessed.
Yeah, it you know, all of our first responders, I just, when you see them on the street, when you see them in a restaurant, please take the time to thank them for their service. Tell them how much you appreciate it. Buy them a cup of coffee if they're in line with you. Just say thank you. If nothing else, it's just so important that we continually, and not just today and tomorrow, forever, because it's every time you run into these people. Mike, I know that we've had a lot of National Guard that's come in to help. Talk a little bit about what they're doing in the communities and what the policemen and that job is right now for now and in the foreseeable future with these fires.
Well, law enforcement's role in this fire, in this incident, has really been security, and security of the running the perimeters of the area, letting people in and out, and day and nighttime looter patrol is really what it's come to for us. And we have agencies coming from all over the state to help out. They're sending their marked units. They're sending their officers. CHP sent, I don't know, over 100-plus officers from down south. You got the National Guard coming in. They have really kind of filled the role of taking over a lot of those intersections and a lot of that traffic control and perimeter control duties. So then the sworn officers can now focus more on law enforcement efforts within the burn zones and security for the people who have had to evacuate and leave all their stuff behind. So all of those resources are allocated through that command post at the fairgrounds, run through the Office of Emergency Services with the Sheriff's Department, CAL FIRE, and the state on that. And so what happens is there's morning briefings, guys are dispatched, and it's really kind of impressive to see the different patches, if you will, all standing in there in the briefing, getting their assignment, getting their area. They'll send out two-man patrols into a lot of these areas and just inundate it with officers to try to keep everybody's safe, property safe, and homes from being looted.
Yeah, so as you approach these people at these streets, trying to go into an area that you think you'd like to be in, but please, if they say no, thank them very much, tell them to have a nice day, and go home, go away. Please just don't argue with them.
And that's been some of the frustration for some of those residents, Trish. Or
it is frustrating.
They'll come up and they'll have their ID and say, my home's in there, and they'll get the third degree from the guy running the perimeter, the officer usually. And there's a reason for that. You know, people are fraud and crafty and just untruthful about who they are and what they are. And we want to make sure you're, in fact, who you say you are going into your house, because God forbid somebody's got a stolen ID and gets in
and we know gets your house. So. Well, I had a friend, we all know, Virginia Rita, used to work for the Valley Post, had her pickup stole from a piece of property right across in the fire area down there. She had had to, she'd been evacuated, had had to transport her horses down to Cottonwood, and her trailer and her truck ended up on the property just across from Wind River on Chris Wong's property there. Somebody stole her truck, had the registration, the whole thing from that fire area.
Yep.
Could have very easily gone in to her residence. I will say, we kind of joke because, you know, stolen vehicles in Shasta County are kind of not a unique thing. And it was, they've already got, she's already got her truck back. They found, they nailed them, full of stuff and, that they had been looting. They're in jail. She's got her truck back. So, I think if you're going to lose a vehicle, that'd be a good time for that to happen. Because there's lots of people out there going to help you out. But, so yeah. And so there's a good reason why, in fact, people are double checking you and saying, are you surely the person that you say you are?
That's exactly right. We're just trying to protect the public and protect, the integrity of all these places that have been evacuated.
You know, one of the things people forget about is as these homes have burned and you let people back in, we all have metal boxes, lock boxes, safes, all kinds of things, jewelry that's in a protected thing. And if you didn't get all that out, you probably didn't. And so as you go back, and you don't want some stranger in there plowing through your thing, your fire remains, because you're going to find valuable things. The guy went back in, found a wedding ring. That's a valuable thing to him. It's a sale thing for a druggie. But we want the right people back in there going through those things, and certainly not the just the public. So y'all jump in with anything else you got as we...
Trish, I'm actually glad that Virginia's pickup was recovered and she got it back. She was an excellent reporter for the old Anderson Valley Post, and I miss her writing all the time. She's
absolutely
an excellent writer.
Yeah.
So, Trish, maybe it's a good time to give a few shout-outs to some of the people who have stepped up in South County.
Yes.
You know, one, I think Haven Humane, you know, we kind of consider them our own. They do our animal control. But talk about a group of people stepping up to help with a huge, important part of an evacuation. And then how the Shasta Gateway, formerly the Outlets, the owners of that, Rick and Gary, how they stepped up and said, hey, we have vacant space, go use it. And then they've reached out to us as a city and said, if you need anything else, let us know. And what a great gift to the community, and what a great gift to have those kind of people doing business in our town. And so huge shout out to Rick and Gary for what they've done to help in a tragic situation.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, Haven Humane ended up inundated. There was a thought process for a while that they had actually been evacuated. That isn't exactly what happened. What happened is that they didn't evacuate, but they had such an overflow of animals that those animals are set up, as you indicate, down at the Shasta Gateway.
Right. That's hard to say, isn't it?
Formerly the Shasta Outlets. I have to think about it. So those animals are there, and there's hundreds of animals that were impacted by
this. Yeah, it was in the 600s the night I went down. My daughter is a vet tech, and she worked a 12-hour shift one night. And all these people have come down in that profession to help care for them, because now that you have them, they need care too,
yeah.
Just like an evacuation center for us. So there's been a lot of good, positive things happen that we as a community need to be very proud of too.
And we hope that people will know that those are where the animals are, and there's so many animals out there that were impacted. People who've lost everything else, but there's still a possibility they're going to get their animals back. They're at these places, but that's going to take some time.
Absolutely.
To get all those people back with their all those animals back with their people. And to the point where I think I can't think of his name.
Mark Story
was on the other day and said that all of their four adoption animals have been removed from the facility and taken someplace else to find homes for them, the ones they've had there for a long time, so that they could make room for all of these that need to be returned to their proper
right.
owners.
And there's so many weird, I'm just going to say weird rumors and people with axes to grind on Facebook. Don't spread rumors if you don't have absolute information.
Exactly. Don't criticize what you don't understand. And if you can't say something nice, just don't say anything at all. We'll be back after these messages.
You're listening to KCNR's coverage of the car fire and the aftermath. Community Talk Radio from the North State, AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Reading News, brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Trump administration is looking at rolling back tougher Obama-era gas mileage standards set to take effect in a couple of years.
The proposal would freeze an effort by the Obama administration intended to promote auto fuel efficiency and curb tailpipe emissions of climate-changing pollutants. The Environmental Protection Agency and National Highway Traffic Safety Administration say the administration supports freezing the mileage standards after 2020. But they would seek public comment now on that proposal and a range of others, including leaving the tighter Obama administration fuel standards in place.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. It's official, Apple, now a $1 trillion company, the first ever. The White House defending the president's latest attacks on the special counsel's Russia investigation.
In his latest complaint, the president tweeted that the attorney general should stop this rigged witch hunt right now. But White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said the president was not declaring official action.
It's not an order. It's the president's opinion.
And even though the president wants an end to the investigation, Sanders said Mr. Trump wants the probe to run its course.
We'd like it to be completed sooner rather than later. It's gone on for an extensive amount.
Greg Clugston, the White House.
Vice President Pence's pledge, we will never stop striving until every hero lost in the Korean War is home. Pence speaking at a repatriation ceremony where 55 sets of remains returned to U.S. soil from North Korea. Now work begins on identifying those remains. The man accused of swiping a shark from a Texas aquarium. He wheeled it away in a baby stroller, says he did it because he was concerned about the sea creature's well-being. The shark named Miss Helen was recovered Monday night from the man's home. Stocks have turned mixed on Wall Street. The Dow is down about 146 points, while the NASDAQ is up 17 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Pope Francis has changed church teaching about the death penalty, saying it can never be sanctioned because it attacks the inherent dignity of all humans.
The Vatican says Francis has now approved a change to the Catechism of the Catholic Church, the compilation of official Catholic Church teaching. Previously, the Catechism said the Church didn't exclude recourse to capital punishment if this is the only way of effectively defending human lives against an unjust aggressor. The new teaching says the previous policy is now outdated and that there are other ways to protect society. The key line runs, the death penalty is now inadmissible because it is an attack on the inviolability and dignity of the person. It says Vatican policy, therefore, will be to now work with determination for its abolition worldwide. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Starbucks and Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba announcing a coffee delivery venture. And as for the growing competition in China in the premium coffee market. News and analysis, townhall.com. The Senate Intelligence Committee is stepping up its investigation of outside interference in U.S. elections.
September 5th,
That's the date announced by Senator Mark Warner for an upcoming hearing with social media executives. It follows Facebook's recent revelation of a new disinformation campaign aimed at the midterm elections. The ranking member of the Senate Intelligence Committee says this hearing is crucial because
we are still only scratching the surface when it comes to Russia's information warfare.
Chairman Senator Richard Burr says failure to address the problem threatens to shatter the bedrock of American society.
Nothing less than the integrity of our democratic institutions, processes, and ideals is at stake.
Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
Hot African air is bringing a new heat wave to Europe, prompting health warnings about Sahara dust and exceptionally high temperatures. They're forecast to peak at 116 degrees in some southern areas. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. Hopefully you've jumped into the chat room this morning at KCNR1460.com. If you have a question or a comment you'd like to join in, 605-4567. It is Thursday, and so this is not Carl and Linda. This is Trish Clark. I welcome you and enjoy Thursday mornings. I'm joined here in the studio with some city officials from the city of Anderson, City Manager Jeff Keiser, Police Chief Mike Johnson, and Vice Mayor Stan Newtz. We've been talking about the car fire and some things that maybe you're not aware of about how the city of Anderson and the rest of Shasta County is involved in this. We're looking for, it's 74 degrees in downtown Redding as we speak, and the printers are down and the iPhone just went out, so we'll talk again about how, what the weather is. We're looking for a high today of 101. And a low this evening of 69. On Friday, a high of 101, a low of 67. On Saturday, going to cool down to a balmy 97 and go down to 63 at night. That's good sleeping weather. On Sunday, 95 degrees and 64 degrees. And then Monday, 98 and 66. So we're going to get a little bit of a reprieve from that 115 nonsense. Don't need to keep that up for me. I'll tell you, I do with these under 100 degree temperatures forthcoming. So weather as always is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give those good folks a call down in Anderson at 365-3793. Join now with a new person behind the mic. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Ashley. I'm here with your car fire incident update. The reports that we have are from 7:07 this morning. 121,000 acres, little more than, 35% contained. Just shy of 2,000 structures threatened. And we have a little more than 1,000 residences destroyed. 18 commercial structures. That's up quite a bit from yesterday. 477 outbuildings. Those are all destroyed. Just shy of 200 residences damaged. 8 commercial structures damaged and 64 outbuildings damaged. We have 4,271 people on the fire lines right now. Different kinds of personnel, including just shy of 400 fire engines and 125 dozers.
Lots of equipment and lots of people involved in this fire from all over the United States. I mean, we've got some people, I understand, here from New Jersey. That's a long way to come for a fire thing. So we thank all those people for being involved. Jeff.
Hey, you know, something that came up, Trish, during the event that we ought to address a little bit is, how come there wasn't an evacuation center in Anderson? So let's talk about that a little bit.
Yes, exactly.
And I think there's some good reasons. One, Anderson hosts the fire camp, and so that's priority one, and you have to be able to receive and dispatch your resources. So we're a small town with only, you know, 2 complete interchanges in the whole town, big equipment and all those things, so that's taken into effect. The other thing, our facility to do that is hosting the fire camp, and so it made sense for those people in the Happy Valley area or that were coming out that way to go to the existing camps in Reading or evacuation centers that Red Cross had set up because they had everything there already. They had your needs for your food and your needs for shelter, your needs for health, and all the services were already coming there. So it made sense they went there. But people need to know it's not because Anderson didn't want one or they didn't think about it. It's just, well, we got to see some interesting things. So when Happy Valley was being evacuated, it really played into why they wanted that. In the panic that people had, we actually saw a motorhome coming in on Olinda Road with the slide outs out. Think if you were a fire engine or, you know, a dozer or somebody trying to transport out there with that coming at you. That would have been a head-on collision.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's part of why some of that's done early so they can access that without having to deal with that element. But just up the road, there were good evacuation centers that were prepared, staged, and so they did look at those things. We did have some churches open their doors and help their membership. That was awesome. But again, then it allowed them to move up to the evacuation centers that were set up for that. So that was kind of some of the stuff we had heard, and I just kind of wanted to get that out there a little bit. You have to kind of look at the overall effort that is going on. And again, they look at that like, you know, you don't ever want to run your traffic into each other. Those kind of things were being looked at, both on the evacuee side and the firefighting side.
Important information, Jeff, because, again, I think that we don't always think through. I run the Frontier Senior Center. I had several people say, well, why haven't you opened up the Frontier Senior Center? Absolutely no way that can happen.
Right.
I got a kitchen and I have bathrooms. I have no sleeping costs. I have no ability to feed these people. There's nobody to cook. There's just no way to set all that up and continue to function as a center for the seniors and the things we do there all day. Now, we're doing other things.
Absolutely.
Where we play a role and we're a cooling center for people during the day. And we'll certainly have people down there after this is over for people to go through and fill out paperwork if they need it. We'll get some help with ICAP and those different things for the seniors. But everybody has to play a role and you have to think through. As I said, that's what I did for many months, every year, for several years. And people don't realize you set up. It all kind of operates out of a center in Boise. Boy, the Boise Interagency.
NIFC, yeah.
Boise. I remember my instructions first day I went to work at Extended Dispatch was they set me down and said, you order stuff through Boise, and they left.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
NIFC, the National Interagency Fire Center. I wanted to toss something in. It's interesting how people will take a scrap of information, add it to their preconceived notions, and then draw a conclusion, which they then spread as rumor. There was this big thing going on. Bethel isn't helping because they're not opening as an evacuation center. The Bethel facility has one way in, one way out, and it was certainly in the line of fire. It would have made no sense at all to have an evacuation center. Now, they are serving as a distribution point for supplies that are coming in because they've got the facilities for that. But these people who've got axes to grind took their prejudice against Bethel, and I'm not their greatest fan either, but use a little reality here. The reason they didn't open up their doors as a refugee center is because they were not suited for it with one way in, one way out. Come on, people.
Well, same thing with the convention center, if you'll remember. That PG&E had been negotiating with the convention center about using that facility for their purposes.
For staging it.
For staging, and then they decided to open it up out by the airport.
Yeah, they're out near the drag strip. Yeah,
exactly.
There's a couple of big patches out there. Perfect.
So, again, they were all over Bethel about, well, now they're in control of it. They won't let the community use it. I kind of take all that stuff with a grain of salt, and if you're not absolutely positively sure it's true, please don't pass it on.
There's just a lot that people don't see. There's a whole OES camp right there at the airport. There's a whole PG&E camp back on Rancho Road. There's all kinds of other secondary things happening, too, and that is being worked out and modeled, and where can we best do those things to get the resources where they need to be. And I think people need to know, you have people in charge of those things in these events. That's part of the whole command system that happens at a fire camp. They do this everywhere. If you were to go to Mendocino right now, you would see the exact same thing.
And the interesting thing is that the people that are running extended dispatch up here are talking to the people in Mendocino.
Absolutely.
We're comparing and switching back. Well, we've got this kind of a crew. Have you got that kind of a crew? We need to send those there. And every one of those personnel that are here and all over these states, each and every one of them, need to be accounted for on a 24-hour basis, because if an emergency happens, we need to be able to get hold of firefighter so-and-so.
Absolutely.
Or dozer operator so-and-so, and we need to know exactly where every one of them is at every minute, and they do. And that's the phenomenal part.
And that's also important on the shelter side. That's part of why we also recommended please go to the Red Cross shelter, because they are accounting for the people there. Your name gets on a list. That way they know where you're at.
That's right.
And whether you stay there or not, doesn't really matter, but at least you've checked in. People have your name on a list so they can cross that off and know you're okay. There's just a lot to it. We had a huge firestorm. Hopefully we never see anything like this in our lives again up here. It's a big deal, but I think you have a lot of people that have really went out of their way to try and do the right thing. And you do need to know there is a coordinated effort that goes on statewide, like you said, Trish, with fire resources. And it's all the resources that go into this. You know, on the private side, you have a lot of construction companies up here that are on the water tender and dozer list. Those people, you know, I can name TRG and Sunrise, and I could go on and on of local contractors that are out there doing their thing to also help make the community safe. But that's all coordinated. That happens every winter. They sign up. They go to safety classes. A lot you don't see. And that preparedness goes on.
All of the things are inspected prior to the time that they're signed up and contracted for by all of the agencies. There's an inspection team that goes out, looks at every aircraft, every dozer, every water truck, every tender, everything. There's a process.
Yep,
they're all
absolutely
signed up on a list. It's very well coordinated.
I want to put forward a proposal that all of you self-appointed experts out there type in ICS 100 in your search engine and take the course on the basics of the incident command system. All you people who think you know better should take an ICS course so at least you know what the hell you're talking about, okay? The course is open to anybody. I just pulled it up on my computer.
There you go. For me, it was a phenomenal learning experience going through that process and understanding how incredibly intricate this whole thing is and how much effort by so many people go into it. They really do know what they're doing, and so give them the benefit of the doubt. I want to throw out one more thing. We at the Frontier Senior Center had a big fundraiser planned for September 8th. And it was going along quite nicely. I want to throw out to everybody who has already purchased tables, who has already purchased tickets, go back to the person who sold them to you and get your money back, because we have decided that this is not an appropriate time to be raising money for the Frontier Senior Center. So we're going to postpone that into the future, because there's so many needs out there higher in protocol right now. And so we're going to be helping with those things that need to happen. And at some future time, we'll be back at you to get you to buy those tickets again. But we're not going to do that on September 8th.
Something just came to mind we ought to probably mention. I think there's a resource center set up at Shasta High School today.
We've been announcing that, yes. And don't everybody, it opens at 9, but don't everybody rush down there. They're going to be open through August the 8th.
7 days, I believe.
It can be open for a whole week. So don't try to be the first in line, because it's an information center and it's not like they're going to run out of information. Okay. So, go down there when at a time when you don't see a lot of people lined up, and yeah, avail yourself of the information. I understand they're looking for another place for some help with things like getting your permit process started, and understand it's going to be months and months to wade through. They're going to fast track some of these permits, but it's not going to start happening tomorrow.
No, it's going to take time.
Yeah.
Let's talk just a little bit. We've got some time here now. Let's talk about the normal things that are going on.
We should pay some bills first.
Need to take a break. And I blew right through that last break. So we'll take a break now, and we'll talk about these things when we come back.
You're listening to KCNR 1460's Free Fire Radio.
If your taste buds are craving a big, juicy burger, there's only one place you can satisfy your craving with the thick, juicy charcoal barbecued flavor of an ugly burger. Made fresh daily, cooked to order, and barbecued to perfection. Then smothered with your favorite fixins from the huge Fixins Bar. Only at Gift Steak Burger. a Reading landmark for 37 years. Now accepting debit and credit cards. Gifts, steak burgers, and the Mission Square Shopping Center on Bocelli Lake. Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m.
Giving a shout-out to Wayne and Pam Barney of Mistletoe Realty.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right of way. Or really. Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Girvan. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology and the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
That's right, folks. Don't stop believing. I believe in my town. Yeah, we got a couple of idiots out there. We got some ne'er-do-wells out there. But we are Reading. We are strong.
We are Shasta County. We are strong. I always have to keep these people straight here.
I sit corrected.
I have to keep these people straight. We're always reminding everybody that we're a county that works together, and we're so blessed with all that wonderful cooperation between our police departments and our city departments and our fire departments. We all watch each other's backs and work together so well. And having lived in other jurisdictions, that's not always the case. There's a lot of competition, and we work really well together up here, and I love that.
We have to.
Yeah. We're all we got.
Well, we're a region, and we are what we got. So I think you're absolutely right on spot with that, Trish.
So, Jeff, let's go now, and let's get back to what's actually happening in Anderson, because there's still some stuff going on.
Absolutely.
We had the Mosquito Serenade last night.
Yeah. So we went ahead and picked up Mosquito Serenade last night. The air is a little cleaner down there by the river, you know, with however the wind blows or whatever, and... You know, I think it was also a time to start healing last night. We honored Jeremy Stokes a little bit and talked about him. He was, you know, he was a person in our community who also attended that event, and we missed him last night.
Jeremy came quite a bit.
And so, But it was a time to start getting back together with friends and family and neighbors and starting to move forward. You'll see if you get on our Mosquito Serenade Facebook page today, we did a lot of pictures of Reading Strong, Car Fire Strong, and in appreciation of our first responders. Tonight is the opening of the food trucks. Finally, Todd Franklin will be there tonight, and tonight is Thursday night, and he'll be there every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday afternoon and evening now for the rest of the summer. And he's got a whole new setup. He's been through the whole ABC licensing, which is a whole show in and of itself.
You know, I remember when I saw that posted down on a log down on the side, and I recognized the ABC thing, and I went, what the heck is that? And I thought maybe you were going to ban alcohol in the park when I first saw it, and I got, oh, they're not going there. And so, no, that was good.
No, you know, really, our park, I think we're one of the few in Shasta County where you can actually have alcohol. Our park has a few basic restrictions and
no
expectations.
Glass containers.
No glass. You know, you can have dogs, but at certain events, you need to not have dogs, but your dogs do need to be on a leash. Be courteous. It really is that simple. But we've got a lot of new things in the park. Food trucks,
be
he's got a specific
nice
area. You know, we have Mosquito Serenade going on. We've built with the community a bicycle pump track. And bicycling is really growing around the world right now. And a pump track is a track that you ride on and you never pedal. It's all done with the inertia of going up and down the little hills, very much like the motion when you swing on a swing set. That's how people would describe it. So, and it's one of the few things in the park. Disc golf would be another, where you can have a 5-year-old and a 50-year-old at the same time out there. Isn't that what a park's all about? You know, we have a lot of that, I guess, if you think about it. Fishing, you know, just playing out on the lawn. I mean, we have a lot of great things going down there. We're working on a splash pad.
Yeah, splash pad's coming.
Yeah, you know, so council has really put a lot of effort and emphasis into the park. I think it's one of the few areas in Shasta County that we're taking advantage of the river. Probably one of my biggest personal gripes. We have this river through our region. We need to utilize it.
Yeah.
But
Anderson River Park is the perfect example of how to use a park. Well, we've got soccer fields, baseball fields, tennis courts, playgrounds, barbecue pits, the Mosquito Serenade, something going on all the time, and the river runs right through the middle of it.
Are you listening, Reading City Council?
It is. No, it's you know, that's exactly why I ended up living in the city of Anderson. Bob was going to work at the Forest Service. We were looking for homes in Reading, and we stopped one day. He had been down there for a while, and we went to Bartell's, got a hamburger, and went down and sat in the river. And we sat there, and I said, why are we looking for homes in Reading? Why are we looking for homes in Anderson? We're 2 miles from where you're going to work. Best decision I ever made.
And we're appreciative of that. On the housing side, if you haven't been to Anderson lately, you got to drive back up behind Walmart. The Pleasant Hills subdivision and what is called Skyview now, some people may remember it as the Vineyards, have really taken off. Some of the best views in Shasta County up there in Skyview. And Pleasant Hills is building, Brian Walker through Ridgeline Builders is building a great home. So if you're in that market right now,
and there are a few people out there,
great facilities. Something else on a side note, Trish, I think Chief could step in and actually give a fishing salmon report from opening day of salmon season yesterday. He is quite the avid outdoorsman and fisherman, so that might be a little treat he can give a little update on for the listeners, too.
Oh, yeah, because we've got the beautiful boat dock. Right,
yeah, the boat ramp was really busy yesterday. We were trying to do a little bit of a Facebook Live thing to talk about Mosquito Serenade, and we had to go in between the boats going by so we didn't get interrupted.
Absolutely. I live right around the corner from that. I can tell you that for many, many years, that was two or three times a week occasion that Bob would come home from work. We'd drop that boat in the water 10 minutes from the house and be out on the river in the heat. And
I think I think Chief and I would both give a lot of props to council. We do a lot for retail attraction. We're attending things on a national basis, trying to market Anderson and do those things. But at the same time, we've stepped back and said, what do we already control and what can we affect? The park's a really good example of that. We own it, so let's do some things down there. All the bathrooms have been replaced in the last couple of years. We have one more that's actually on its way down I-5 here pretty quick by the softball fields. We've put new sidewalk in along the river. So when you walk now in the park, you're not walking with the cars. You can walk on the riverside on that sidewalk. They're investing back in our infrastructure, which is, when I say our, it's taxpayer infrastructure, you know, residents. Mm-hmm. And doing those things they can control. We'll keep doing the marketing and those kind of things to try and attract things people want. But at the same time, we're working on what we have.
And more importantly, though, what I've always appreciated about the Anderson River Park is that we haven't covered everything with concrete. It's still natural and grassy and welcoming, and there's not a bunch of signs that say, stay off the grass, and don't do this, and don't do that, and don't do this. And I mean, we've maintained that wonderful open feeling that goes along with the river.
Absolutely.
And the trees and the...
That's the mystique of Anderson River Park.
It's unlike any other facility, a public facility, because it's still open and green and welcoming, and you feel like you're just out in the middle of nowhere.
But no radio show would be complete without a segment of government regulation. So the biggest question, when's the path going to get rebuilt from the flood? So we are in the middle of that with the agencies that control those dollars. That path exists in the floodplain, if you will. So Army, Corps, and a plethora of others get to have say in the environmental analysis that goes on just to restore that path. We want the FEMA funding to repair it, so we have to follow the rules and do all those things. So what people need to know, the environmental element of that, because of where it sits, is going to take a year. They have to go through all their studies and all those things. But no, we're trying to navigate that. No, we want it fixed as bad as you do. As a resident, as a user of the park, we're working on it. But, boy, it's a whole show in and of itself.
Good. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Everyday favorites like blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. Is single-deck blackjack hand-pitched more your style? Double-up blackjack, three-card poker, and fortune pie gown. Side wagers, lucky ladies, golden 21, and jackpot blackjack. Plus, mystery card roulette. No one else in town offers this. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Check out our monthly blackjack races, 500 cash up for grabs, and 500 free slot play. Explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. On Thursday, August 16th, our 21 pit is turning up the volume and transforming into the Major League Party Pit.
The Party Pit.
Pure enjoyment featuring $1 select blackjack tables and $1,500 in awesome prizes. Dress in your favorite teams. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time.
All the time.
At Wind River Resort and Casino.
Just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Alza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about the ground.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
And welcome back to KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. It's Thursday. This is Trish Clark. We thank you for joining us this morning. If you have comments or questions you'd like to jump in, it's 605-4567. Welcome to all of you in the chat room at 1460kcnr1460.com. I know you're out there. As you know, I don't follow it, so I can't really communicate with you, but we know you're listening and hope you're getting some information that you didn't have before. But if you do have something you'd like us to talk about, let us know.
530-605-4567. And I understand that there are personal axes to grind, and there's people who have an absolute inbred, let me use that term freely, mistrust of any governmental agency. And you're well, the beauty of living in this country is that you are welcome to that opinion. You're welcome to voice that opinion without worried about being hauled off in the dark of night. But don't rail just for the sake of making a bunch of noise and causing hate and discontent. That's not going to solve this stuff. Now, let's put all the I almost had to push my own button. let's put all the baloney aside and get
that
through
this. That'd be cool. I would have liked that, actually, Bob. You had to blip yourself.
Yeah.
So, Vice Mayor Stan Newts, tell us what else you think you'd like to share with the people this morning.
Well, one of the things that we've worked on hard in Anderson is our public safety. Since the dark days when we were down to 14 patrol officers or 14 officers for the entire city of Anderson, we're now at 23. We hired three more officers last month. Two patrol officers that came out of the academy, we hired a new detective. And as you drive around Anderson, one of the impressive things during this emergency is you see a lot of officers from Anderson Police Department patrolling the area, patrolling the fire camps, and controlling the traffic. So they're very, very visible. So crime has actually gone down in Anderson. We're probably the only city within the North State, and maybe all the state, where crime is actually going down, Trish. So that's been one of our major pushes within Anderson is public safety.
And there's a reason for that, because we were able successfully a couple of 3 years back to pass that half-cent sales tax that went for public protection. They didn't have to go for the majority because it was not designated, but there was an advisory measure. The citizens of Anderson trusted their city council and their public officials enough to pass that tax. And I think speak to how the money has been distributed, but I think well over 50% has gone towards public protection.
Well, absolutely. I mean, so, again, from a very basic standpoint, I believe you have to have public safety before you can have other things.
Then so you're going to have a library if you're not safe to go to it.
Right. Well, it's pretty simple prioritization, and Anderson took that simple approach. We need to fix that first, and then we can work on other things. So, yes, the advisory measure said 50% to police department, 50% to other general fund things, but if we needed to put 70, 80, 90% there to get it where it needs to be, that's the right thing to do, and it's what our taxpayer expected us to do, and we have done that. And it hasn't been easy. There's not a lot of reason for young people to become police officers today. When you look at the media and the harassment they get, so those are all challenges. It's challenges that we all have, but Chief Johnson had developed a scholarship sponsorship program to get people in the academy, so we're not necessarily getting people that are 20, 21, they might be 28, 29, 30 that have got some life experience. So he has figured out how to get officers to Anderson. And we're actually getting You know, most of our officers are coming out of the academy in the top five.
Perfect.
So he's got a whole little testing method he's doing. But again, I think that's what people expect us to do.
Well, and we operate as a city in there. And I will say at this point, and I want this something the citizens of Anderson need to know. So we've done a really good job with the police protection. One of the things a lot of people don't realize is that the Anderson Fire Protection District is not a part of the city of Anderson. And as such, did not share in that half-cent sales tax.
Right.
Public protection, which you would think would include. So we need the people of the city of Anderson to know to keep that a complete and total functioning system. The Anderson Fire Protection District is going to be coming to the citizens of Anderson. We're going to have to figure out a way to get some more money in those coffers so we can keep up that end of that public protection in the South County as well. So I want people to be prepared for that. Know that we work well with the city from the Anderson Fire Protection District, but we need more revenue to support that fire department, to support the rest of that community.
Well,
we're
going
to be looking towards that and having to fix that.
I don't think people understand. I mean, I think they get a general sense of government, but you make a really good point. The fire district is its own government agency.
Absolutely.
ACID is its own government agency. There's various water districts. There's all kinds of little community service districts. They are just as in the same light the city is. And when you give money to the city as a taxpayer, you expect it to be spent on those city functions that that city is responsible for. So that city then can't move money to something else it just likes or wants, because we're all our independent taxing agencies, and we all have to live within our makeup. Now, the Anderson Fire District is our fire department. We're 1,000%, you know, along with them, but they also serve areas outside of the city. They're mm-hmm. actually bigger than we are. And so we all, as agencies, have our challenges right now. And if you know, as a taxpayer, if you have questions, stop by and see those agencies. Talk to them, because they can educate you on how they're funded and why things have changed. Because things have changed. Cities, you know, folks, watch right now. Sales tax is changing. You're going to see something here in California in the next year or two of sales tax being distributed different, just from the online side, from point of transaction to point of sale.
There you go.
So communities like Tracy and Delano that had these warehouses, it may change the world. That may not be where it's at anymore. And so how will that change? And that's part of the issue right now, Trish, as you know, sales tax and property tax are changing.
That's right.
And so stay tuned, guys. It's going to get interesting for a while.
Well, it is, because and what the citizens in the city of Anderson need to realize is that the fee that they pay for Anderson or for fire protection in the Anderson Fire Protection District was put in the 80s. It's $20 a year.
5 gallons of gas.
$20 a year is what you pay for your fire protection. Now, Walmart pays $20 a year. Apartment complexes pay $20 a year. That's what you're paying. And so we've got to come back and we've got to say, you know what? Maybe that's worth $100 a year to a family homeowner. Maybe that's worth $100 per unit to an apartment complex. And maybe it's worth several cents a square foot for a big place like Walmart. That's what we need to look at. That's what we need to get before the people. We're going to be doing that in the near future. But stop and think about it, because, I mean, our fire department might make 25 runs to that apartment complex in one day. You've got a bunch of seniors living there. Those are the places, areas. $20 a year?
I think people need to remember, you're spending more on your cup of coffee than you are in your fire department.
Exactly.
And get those priorities right. But know the fire department is trying to come forward to resolve that.
We are. We're doing all kinds of other things where we're making a difference. We actually are, for the first time in a long time, didn't hit our reserves this year. We're actually going to finish this budget year, I think, pretty much within our means. That's a step forward, because they were hitting on the reserves for a lot of years. But we're going to be coming to the people, and we need you to know that. So you're going to hear me talking about that a lot.
Absolutely. But Chief Lowe, he's a young chief, might be the youngest chief in the area right now.
I'm sure he is.
But Steve's doing a great job. And if you have questions about this or don't understand, call and stop by and talk to Steve. He can talk to you about it and kind of give you that education and the background. And because City of Anderson, we're 1956. Anderson Fire District is 18-something or other.
Yeah.
You know, so they have a long history, have been here a long time. And but those are the challenges of today. That's what you hire us for. No, you have government people out there smart enough to solve it, too, though.
And certainly this is a very good time to realize that our fire protection is of utmost importance to our community.
I mean, and I don't know if you've talked about it, but Anderson Fire responded with two engines last Thursday night into that Lake Redding Park area, and that left us with, that was everything we had. I think we had one and
we had a volunteer fire company.
Yeah, me and a couple
by.
Other people there for a while, and finally some other people come in on a volunteer fire company. But no, we're a region, and we win or lose together as a region. But you need to know your government resources, your first responders, they were all there. And that's very important. And we need to continue to fund that because the training and the response and how those things have evolved over time, it's not just firefighting anymore now. The medical side.
That's right.
You know, there's a lot to it, folks.
There absolutely is, and we want to continue to stay strong and support the community, be there in these emergencies because, we see how quickly it can happen to a community. It could happen to us as well, and we want to be absolutely sure that we have those resources. Just one more quick thing, we were able to get the big ladder truck. I want people to know that did not cost that department operating funds. That money had been set aside for many years that had been collected. The $20 that you're paying actually is designated funding and can only be used for equipment, cannot be used for salaries. That's the other thing about the $20. Hey. But that had been set aside for many years. We did a lease purchase on that truck. It's paying for itself with that money every year. That money does not come out of the operating budget.
Well, and that can help your fire insurance ratings and everything
else.
Absolutely.
Make sure your insurance for your home is
cheaper. But it might be a great segue and let Chief come talk about National Night Out and also an opportunity to visit the fire department.
And we're going to do that right after we take a break.
Keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure.
Carmona's Appliance Center.
As your local Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, Amana, and Janair dealer, we have a showroom and a warehouse full of appliances. This allows us to provide same-day or next-day delivery of your purchase, whether you purchase a high-end appliance or a basic appliance. Our store is open 7 days a week with installers on staff. And if your install is more complicated, we have outside contractors available.
Carmona's Appliance Center, your locally owned brand source dealer. Mistletoe Lane, Reading. Like us on Facebook and log on at carmonasappliances.com.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time. Looking for a new laminate for your home or office that's waterproof? Yes, you heard me, waterproof. This takes the worry of your floor being destroyed by water out of the picture. Just ask our professional staff at Design Time about this new exciting product. Visit our showrooms on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find a register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Did you ever know that you're my hero?
And welcome back. This is Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. We've been talking this morning, as boy, the conversation about the car fire and some other things about the South County, the city of Anderson, my city that I'm really proud and glad to be a resident of since 1977. We've got a big thing coming up here next week.
Yes, Tuesday, August 7th, National Night Out. So, Trish, we're talking about the fire and the car fire incident and all the devastation with that. So we had contemplated on canceling or rescheduling our National Night Out event. As you all know, it's a nationwide event where communities come together through social interaction and kind of support their community and their first responders and city administration. Well, we were fortunate, as you know, Anderson, not to be quite as heavily impacted as some of the county was. So we were going to continue on, but then we didn't want to disrespect all the victims and the tragedy that's going on. So we kind of pulled our block parties that were already organized and asked what they wanted to do about that and some of the citizens. And overwhelmingly, they wanted to continue with National Night Out and resume some normalcy in their lives and get back in and support each other and restore the faith. So well, that's exactly what we're going to do. We've paired with the Chief Lowe and the fire department. Fire department, as you know, always hosts a
ice
site.
Ice cream and cookies.
Ice cream and cookies are doing an ice cream and
lots
popcorn
of straws and stays this hot.
Social this year. And we're focusing National Night Out this year in support of and to support all the fire victims, all the residents of Shasta County. We want to open the doors and invite everybody across the board, not just our city, to come down to our fire department for that ice cream social and just mix and have a peaceful, quiet, no pressure type of interaction with our citizens. So that is, again, open to everybody across the board. We hope you'll come down. Starts at 5:30 p.m. Tuesday night, August 7th.
And I'll be there serving up ice cream. Please come down and visit. We're going to have lots of straws and cups. As the heat continues, we may be doing milkshakes. But we're going to be there. Hey,
it is getting hot again next week if you look out at the forecast.
It absolutely is. And I'll tell you what, you start serving those big buckets of ice cream and when it's that hot out. So we're going to be prepared. Lots of cups and straws, so we'll handle it. But please come join us.
Great event. I also know we're going to close the road right in front of the fire department there so the ladder truck can be out and displayed.
Perfect.
Great thing for the whole family to enjoy.
And again, everybody from the communities, all the communities, because some of them are not going to be able to go forward with that because of other things. So we're going to open up for everybody. So, Stan, let's talk. You brought up just briefly a little while ago about the need for a countywide sales tax for public protection, jail space, number one need.
Trish, thank you. One of the things that we need to do in order for the entire region to thrive is we need more jail space. In order for all these various public safety entities to get some relief is we need to lock these people up. Between catch and release and hug a thug, we have a tremendous need for more jail space. And this is what we've been working on within the city of Anderson now for quite some time. I've attended all the public safety meetings since February with Jeff and Councilman Browning. And our approach has been to try and come up with a method to fund operational costs and jail correctional officers and put more boots on the ground in the rural areas. When you talk to rural areas, they need 24/7 protection. They don't have that now. So the intent of the tax was to provide for those three things. As you remember, the Board of Supervisors turned down state money because they did not have operational costs for an enhanced jail system. And this is what this tax initially was proposed for. Half a cent sales tax proposed by the Board of Supervisors.
Countywide under a
special tax. They backed off on that. Maybe the gun was jumped a little bit. And the way forward now is that the two elected officials from each board, the county, City of Anderson, Shasta Lake City, and Redding, are now going to meet in an ad hoc committee and try and figure this out and move this thing forward. So the need is still there. We need to stop the catch-and-release program. And as I look at this, I think we need at least 300 more jail beds beyond what is projected. We're projected out now to about potentially 440 beds, maybe 480 beds if one more thing can happen. But I think we need about 300 more jail beds to go beyond that, to take care of all the catch-and-release issues, to take care of all the homeless that are here, to take care of our 5150s, and to provide for a very good DUI tank.
Okay, and I will just remind everybody that it's really important to recognize that this is a system and it has to operate. It doesn't do us any good to have a whole bunch of police officers out there on the streets arresting people if we do not have jail space for them, if we do not have people in the jails to take care of them, the entire system, the medical needs, all of the things that are required to operate a jail. And then we have to have people in the district attorney's office who can prosecute them. We have to have probation officers. We have to have public defenders. It's a system. We have to have court space. We have to have the ability for the entire system to function. Just hiring police officers is not the answer. You've got to divert some of that money to things you, the people, can't see. But it's got to have the whole system operating to make that work.
Absolutely, Trish. And that's the reason now for the ad hoc committee to get in and hash out that system and hash out what the needs are and what the resources are going to be. That has always been part of my pitch as I talk to the Board of Supervisors. I actually put numbers, number of people needed, dollar amounts to try and get a discussion going. Didn't get a lot of discussion. I'm hoping now that with this ad hoc committee, we are now going to get a discussion to determine what the actual needs are and how we're going to go about funding it, so we can get this system in place and we can have the best public safety in California and we can move forward with our economic gains. You're not going to attract business unless you have good public safety. That's what's helping us in Anderson. That's why we're attracting business.
You should replace our governor for us too, while you're at it, would you?
Pardon me?
Thanks, Chief.
Oh, yeah, somebody we're going to replace our governor. And, oh, my God, if we get who I think we are, it's going to make Jerry Brown look like a real good guy.
But, no, John Cox was up here the other day.
Yeah?
We actually had a few minutes to chat with him.
Oh, nice.
Good guy.
Yeah.
When Jerry Brown's the adult in the room, you know California's in trouble.
That's a true statement. True statement. Final thoughts, gentlemen.
So, Shasta County, I think we should be proud of the generosity we're seeing. Tragic event, but there is a huge amount of generosity being displayed right now in Shasta County. Come together, help your neighbor, let's recover, make it better than it was before.
Okay, we're
absolutely, Jeff.
The Asphalt Cowboys have got the barbecue going on Saturday. That's your opportunity to go have a good meal, a nice party, and help those fire victims. Come on down to the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson. If you're one of the people involved in this fire, I'm going to buy you a free breakfast down there that morning. The rest of you come down and help me pay for it.
We can invite the firefighters to come to Mosquito Serenade next Wednesday, if they're still here.
Yes.
My final comment is just this, along the same lines of Shasta County. And if you're not going to be part of the solution and attempt to be part of the solution, then you forfeit your complaining rights. So get out there and help.
That's exactly right. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. So get out there and be a part of this. It's going to take all of us to recover. There are so many people in our community who have been impacted, who have lost everything, or we all know. I mean, I have so
people
many
people I know on a first name basis have lost it all.
Absolutely. I mean, people that literally have what they have on their back, even if they get back in and they have. It's a long recovery. Help where you can, and more importantly, resume your daily life and get back to doing things. Let's make sure we don't lose a whole lot of small businesses in this because we're standing back and not moving forward with our lives.
Trish, on behalf of all three of us, thank you for having us, and thank you for the conversation about this. We do appreciate
Justice
County.
I so appreciate you guys coming in. I know that I constantly am trying to be the person that reminds this is an entity, a whole county. The people out in Shingletown and up in Burney and Millville and Happy Valley, they're all part of this, and we need to continue to include them in the discussion. Shasta
well,
Strong will recover. We'll get through this as a whole. Thank you for coming, and thank you for joining us this morning.
KCNR 1460 is going to resume normal programming right after SRN News. We will update with breaking news as required. Community Talk Radio for the North State is AM 1460. KCNR Shasta Redding. National news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive.